Marie will be reading our Christmas story from the Iona community, and we'll take just a moment to set up. But as we're doing that, we would invite the children to come forward and either sit in the front pew, or sit on the carpet just in front of the pew, whichever works for you. Long time ago, on the night when Jesus was born, there was a little mouse called Michael. Now, I hope you're not afraid of little mice, because this was a very, very friendly one. He had big ears and a long tail, tiny little eyes, and a red woolly jacket to keep out the cold. He was sleeping in a little hole just above a stream, thinking nice thoughts and making nice noises. Suddenly, he was awakened by a strange noise. He looked up into the sky and saw that it was bright, bright as day, though it was the middle of the night. And then he heard,
"Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the Lord."
Michael thought he would like to find out what all the singing was all about. So he scampered along to see a good friend of his, an owl, who lived up in a tree and had a very good view of everything that went on.
"Doo-wit-doo! Doo-wit-doo!
What's all the noise about?"
"There's a great commotion, all because a baby has been born in the village of Bethlehem. Everybody's going to see him, so it seems."
"Bethlehem? That's miles away. Do you think it's worth me going too?"
"Oh, I'm sure you would find it a memorable experience. Doo-wit-doo! Doo-wit-doo!"
So off went Michael. There weren't any buses or trains in those days, so he had to swim across two rivers, climb hills, all on his own. It was a long way to go. At last he arrived. He stood in the yard just next to the stable where Jesus was born. He was quite exhausted, and his little red jacket was all dirty. So he licked himself clean as best he could. After all, he wanted a little baby to see him at his best. While he was cleaning himself, along came some sheep.
"Hello, you. I mean, Miss You,"
Michael said to one of the mother sheep.
"Where are you going?"
"To see the baby."
"Can I come with you?"
asked Michael, thinking he'd get a good view if he stood on the sheep's shoulders.
"Have you got a present?"
"No."
Michael didn't think of bringing a present.
"Then you can't come with me."
"What kind of present have you got, Miss You?"
"I've got some wool to get the baby warm. Ba, ba, ba."
And into the stable walked Mrs. You and her friend. As they left, Michael heard another sound.
"I'm here to see the little baby."
"Would you give me a little ride on your back so that I can see him too?"
"Moo, moo."
"Do you have a present?"
"No."
"Then you cannot come too."
"What kind of present have you got, Miss Cow?"
"I've got some milk in case the baby gets thirsty. Moo, moo."
So Mrs. Cow mooed her way into the stable. Michael was quite sad. He could not get in, and he was especially sad when he heard how the people inside were enjoying themselves. Michael was la-la-ing away to himself when he heard another visitor.
Well, hello, Hen.
Mrs. Hen to you, son, if you don't mind.
Okay, okay. Don't be offended. I'm surprised to see you here. That's all.
No surprise at all. This isn't the first maternity ward I visited. I like to see the babies just as much as anyone else.
That's why I'm here, just in case you're wondering. What are the chances of us going in together? You see, I don't know anybody.
Have you got a present for the little baby?
No, I don't.
Well, you can't come with me. At least I brought some eggs with me. That's my gift to the child.
But I don't see any eggs.
That's because I haven't laid them yet.
And away she clucked into the stable. Michael got sadder and sadder. He was determined to get in, but he didn't know how. So he thought he'd walk around for a bit. And eventually he found himself right outside the stable door. He looked up, and you'll never guess what was staring him in the face.
Meow.
It was a big cat.
Meow.
It was a big yellow tomcat with smelly breath. It had been eating a can of sardines and hadn't cleaned its teeth. It breathed right into Michael's face.
Just what are you up to?
I'm here to see the baby. Honest.
You're just here to see the little baby, eh? Have you got a present for the little baby?
No, I haven't.
Well, you're not getting in.
But what about you? You don't have a present for the little baby. What are you going to do in the stable?
I'm employed to keep hoodlums like you far, far away. Take this.
And at that, the cat went to hit Michael with his big yellow paw. But Michael scampered, ran to the side of the stable, where he puffed and puffed, breathless with excitement. While he was puffing and panting, he saw some other visitors to the stable. Not hens, or sheep, or cows, but other ones. You know who.
We three kids are warm and tall, bearing gifts we travel so far.
So there was Michael. He'd run all the way. He got his clothes dirty. He talked to the visitors going in. He'd heard the animals sing inside. He'd been threatened by a maladjusted tomcat. And he couldn't. He couldn't get in. Michael was sad. He was very, very sad. And he began to cry. A big tear dribbled down the end of his little nose and onto his red jacket. He was so sad. I don't know what it was, but something made him look up. He looked up to the stable wall, and though it was very dark, he saw a circle of light about the size of a penny. It was a small hole, and Michael wondered if he could maybe climb up to it. It was very high, and as he climbed higher and higher, the wind got louder and louder. It was blowing hard by the time he reached the hole. First, he squeezed his head in. Then he squeezed his body in. Then he went headfirst into the hole and stuck his bottom in it and let his tail dangle outside. It took him a little while to get used to the light because it was quite bright in the stable. But as soon as his eyes were all right, the first thing he noticed was that Mary, the baby's mother, was looking over at him. Gave him a big wink. Then she got Joseph, the little baby's father, to look over at Michael. And he gave him a big wink and then said, ever so gently,
"Thanks, little man."
That puzzled Michael. Why should Joseph thank him? Then he realized what he had done. You see, that hole in the wall was too high for Joseph to reach up and plug. And he and Mary were worried that Jesus would feel the draft and catch a cold. Of course, the moment Michael stuck his bottom in the hole, the draft stopped. Mary didn't have to worry any longer. So in Michael's honor, she sang a lullaby. was really thrilled. He felt especially pleased now that he had a bird's eye view. No, it was really a mouse eye view. He could see everything. He saw the sheep giving their wool to keep the little baby warm.
Bah,
bah. He saw the cow giving her milk to the baby when he was thirsty.
Moo, moo.
He saw the hen laying her eggs. Since she wasn't sure whether it was right to give eggs to such a small baby, she gave them to Mary instead. He saw the wise men give their presents. And everybody looked so happy. Even the big yellow tomcat with the smelly breath.
Meow.
Michael stayed in the hall all night until the morning came. Then when the wind had stopped howling and without any fuss, he climbed down the outside wall and headed for home. By the time he got back to the stream where he lived, he was very tired. But his friend was there waiting to greet him.
Toot toot! I heard all about it, you know. I've spoken to the sheep. I've had a word with the cow. I've listened for ages to one of the hens. They told me all about it. They told me how you didn't get in to see the baby because you didn't have a present for him.
Oh, yes, I
But I thought you didn't have a present. What did you give him?
I gave him meat for as long as he needed me.
Then Michael turned and disappeared into his little hole at the side of the stream. And that is where the story ends, with Michael's words. I gave him meat for as long as he needed me. There's no better gift to give Jesus tonight or any night. The end.
Oh.